Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is suing the Trump administration over federal funding cuts to Planned Parenthood. For WHYY News, Vince DeVonzo reports from Harrisburg.
Governor Josh Shapiro is joining 22 attorneys general in accusing the Trump administration of illegally blocking funds for the women's health care provider. A provision in Trump's omnibus spending bill blocks Medicaid funding for some health centers that provide abortion services, which includes many Planned Parenthood health centers. The lawsuit alleges Planned Parenthood was illegally targeted for its advocacy for abortion access. Shapiro has called this move unconstitutional.
Go look at my record in this space. I file the lawsuits. I win. The good people of Pennsylvania get their money back. If anyone is going to mess with a Pennsylvanian, including the President of the United States, they're going to have to go through me.
Shapiro says this is the eighth time he's sued the administration for withholding federal funds since President Trump returned to the White House in January. In Harrisburg, Vincent DeFonso.
A New Jersey state trooper who once served on Governor Phil Murphy's security detail was found dead hours after authorities say he fatally shot two people in Hunterdon County. WABC-TV reporting officers discovering 33-year-old Lauren Szymanczyk and 29-year-old Tyler Webb shot to death at Szymanczyk's home on Saturday afternoon. The trooper was later found dead in a vehicle in Piscataway. State officials expressed shock and devastation over what happened. They declined to comment further, citing the investigation, which is underway. If you or someone you know is dealing with a mental crisis, call or text 988 for the National Lifeline. Animal Alliance, one of New Jersey's leading animal protection groups, has merged with the Hunterdon Humane Animal Shelter. Executive Director Annie Trinkle says the Humane Animal Shelter building, which has been closed for years, will be renovated and reopened.
It's going to be Hunterdon County's flagship freestanding animal shelter, and there'll be lots of naming opportunities for people. If they want to make a donation, they can name a room or a building.
Once completed, the facility will feature separate wings for small and large dogs, meet and greet rooms, and a courtyard for cats.